Hello everyone. So a podcast on Sunday, and this is episode 19. For the people who don't know me, I'm Lucy Beck, photographer, stylist, creator, business coach, and inspirator. I live in Holland. I also have my photo studio here in the small village Breukelen. It's a village near Amsterdam, and I love to teach about photography and styling. I have my shop in photography backdrops, my Lucy backdrops. And 17 January is starting my business and photography coaching again. You can follow this in a group. I will tell you more about it later. And since a few months, I also have my Lucy membership, where you can find new inspiration about photography and styling. So today it's Sunday. I'm here in my bedroom. I only have one child downstairs, and I've suddenly felt inspiration to record a podcast. So if you also want to start a podcast or sharing knowledge, if you're feeling the vibe and the energy, you have to take this moment, because then you're in your high energy. And I think other people can also feel it. So today I want to talk about focus. So if you following me for a while, for example on Instagram or on this podcast, you know I have a transition or like a shift. So I think 1 year or 2 years ago, my focus was really on photography assignments. And I think actually it started with the lockdown to share my knowledge. I already did it before, but especially offline. So I gave and still do a lot of one-to-one coaching about photography and styling, and also in my 3-day food photography camp. But of course, because of COVID, the circumstances are changing, or actually changed, I think, the last 2 years. So I started to make online courses, and actually this was also a dream from me. So I started with the basic of food photography. It's an online course on Instagram, and then I made the do-it-yourself making backdrops, advanced. So I already made some online courses about food photography and styling. And I think last year sometimes I had an assignment, but I didn't. Sometimes I don't feel it with an assignment. So if I'm saying yes to a photography assignment, I'm totally behind it. But if I don't feel it, very, how do you call it? If I don't feel it, if I'm not on enthusiasm anymore about the assignment, now I'm decide to say no. And actually, that is very difficult to say no, because sometimes if I have assignments who are really, really commercial, I really don't like it because I don't have any freedom. And when I first got this feeling, it was really, I thought I can make this, or I can't refuse it, or Lucy, this is a very good assignment, just do it. But then I only felt some pressure and I wasn't happy anymore. But I needed some time to realize it, and also to realize that it's okay to say no. Of course, I have the luxury to say no. Although sometimes I can use the money, of course. But now if I'm having an assignment, I really think and feel, do I want to do this? Do I think I'm getting energy from it and not losing energy from it? So I'm feeling about assignments, and then I will have my answer. So when I have an assignment, I do not say immediately yes, because I want to first to land it in my body, if you know what I mean. But when I, the thing I want to tell you is that it almost feel like I can't make this, or you're a photographer, you have to do assignments. But now I was in the shift and I was telling no to some clients, and actually I only felt relieved. And that was such a discovery. And I don't know if you do it, but I, every morning I'm writing in my notebook. So I'm writing my, at least I think 5 points for things I'm grateful for. So this morning I've wrote in my notebook, I'm grateful for the, it can be small things. Like we went to the beach yesterday with my family, with my 4 men. And it was just so great. It was a really good day. We went out to the beach and yeah, everything now is a lockdown in Holland. So everything is closed. So it was really good to have like another environment to get out of the house. Just in the nature, the boys were having fun, husband also. I'm just writing a small sentence in my notebook. And then I'm also writing some, I call them magical goals. So which things I want to reach. They can be big, they can be small. And sometimes they are the same. And actually, in this topic, we're also going to dive in my business and photography coaching. And a new edition is starting at 17 January. And I will take you into this affirmations and setting your goals. So that's really important. And I'm going to set your... So my words are... I want to say a lot, so I have to pick my words precisely. I am going to push you to action. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. And why I was telling this. So every morning I'm writing my goals, and my experience is that if you're writing in your notebook, other things will come up and you just can write it down, and also new ideas will come up. But in the last 6 moments, I'm getting back into the shift. So we're into the shift from Lucy. And now I'm feeling more calm and more rest in saying no to assignments which I don't want. And I think also in the Christmas holiday, I have like a creative brain. Maybe you do recognize is that you're overloading with too many ideas. Sometimes my team and my coach are going crazy because, okay, Lucy has another idea and I want to do it rather yesterday than tomorrow. But sometimes you have to focus. And in a Christmas holiday, I was also painting, and when I'm very creative, so I was painting flowers, but my brain is immediately thinking of, okay, I'm painting flowers. Well, I can sell it on in my website and in my webshop, and oh, I really like this, and oh, digital backdrops, I already have them in my shop for photography backgrounds, but then, yes, I want to sell bundles with digital backdrops. They're, of course, already online in my webshop. But now it was in the end, from the Christmas holiday, all my creative ideas were floating out. And then suddenly, I don't know when it was. I think 2 January, maybe, when you're thinking, okay, New Year's beginning, What is my focus point for the whole year? And actually, it was no, Lucy. Just going back to your niche. My niche is food photography and food styling. And that's also my heart is getting is beating faster from that. Oh yes, I know it. To January, I was recording with my intern a food styling video for my Lucy membership. And in my Lucy membership, every month there's a new food styling video from me. And I just do it like spontaneously. I don't plan the food styling set. I just do it, and I think a whole hour is filled with content. And after that, I'm still in the flow. I'm happy. I'm getting energy from it. I'm also tired, but I'm also satisfied. And I think the day after it, I was thinking, okay, this is my niche. This is where I'm getting energy from it. And this is also where I really have lots of experience in. So this, and maybe it sounds crazy for you, but sometimes you're working in a, like the food styling, food photography business, and sometimes you're thinking, oh, maybe I want to do something else, or portrait photography, or so. Sometimes it's good to try out different points of different directions, like from photography. I also did it, but I'm not going to talk about this. What I want to say is that Lucy, stick with your niche. And for this year, I just want to share my experience about this food photography and food styling. And I also will do that a lot in my business program, which is starting 17 January. And every week we will go live, and live for an hour, half hour. And we have different topics. And so every week we're going live in a Zoom meeting. I mean, you can have every week we have a different module, and you can get access to online videos. They're all in English. And I really love to teach, and I'm like an open book in my experience. So sometimes there's like a secrecy about how to earn your money, or which rate you have to set, or things like that. And we're also going to discuss this. And I was just talking about the different ways of photography. And this business coaching is also, if you're not only photograph food, but also like maybe you're photographing interior, or maybe you're photographing products or flowers or portraits, because the point is, maybe you're already having control, you can make beautiful pictures, you know how the settings work, you know the styling part, but then you have the business part. And sometimes it's really difficult to, especially when you're starting, to decide which rate you have to set, when do you raise it, how do you negotiate with a client? When do you hire other people, like for freelancers, working in a team? So all that kind of stuff we're going to talk about in my business coaching. And so in this podcast, my point was to talk about focus. It's good to have a focus, because when you are focused on what you're good in, actually it was my podcast, I think episode 16 or 17, what you do much longer. So when you're having fun in your work, you're getting more energy from it. You're also, how do you call it? When I'm talking about my business, I'm full of inspiration. I'm getting energy from it. I think if you just press a button on about this topic, I keep talking about it. Well, maybe I just started this podcast about it. Okay, Lucy, focus. It's good to have a focus. I'm not saying you only have to choose one part of photography. Like, I started with food photography. Then I also want to discover interior photography, because in food photography you also have like restaurants, and they also can ask, do you want to photograph the interior from the restaurant? And and interior photography is a totally different kind of photography than food. It's really, really different. I think I'm also going to make interior photography a video in my Lucy membership in February. And it's good to sometimes try new things out, because you also can offer the client much more value. And it's good to try new things out. And you can also decide, I just want to go further with this subject from photography, or I will do a step back. So when people ask me, can you do like portrait photos for me for like LinkedIn or stuff like that, I'm saying no, because that's not my specialty. But if I'm photographing a cookbook and they ask, can you also make a portrait photo for the book, I do say yes. But I'm honest about it, and I'm saying I can do it, but it's not my specialty. So then they can decide, we want to, if Lucy wants to take the portrait photos, or maybe another photographer, of course I can show them some examples from previous portrait shoots. But it's good to have like a niche, because then you're going to be like an expert in it. So now I can say I'm an expert in food photography and food styling. In 2018, I won the Pink Lady Food Photography Awards in the category Food Blogger. I also went to London when we all could travel. It was very great. It was like in the London Center, and with the prize and champagne, and it was very nice. But if you are having your niche and you can stand out in it, it's people know, she's an expert in that particular topic. So that's why I sometimes advise to took one niche. But I'm still doing combinations. So I also love to photograph flowers, or like productions for a magazine with a combination from a vegetable garden, with flowers, with the recipes, with do-it-yourselves. So the combination of it I really love. And sometimes you have to try things out and also consider, okay, this is nothing for me, and yes, I really love that part, and that is okay. For me, I just want to say, for me this year is really want to share my knowledge. So I'm really looking forward to receive the new students in my business program, which starting on 17 January. If you're interested, hop over to mylucy.com. If you're not sure if it's something for you, you can also book like a 15 Zoom meeting, and we just have a chat. You can ask all your questions if this program is something for you, because this is especially a program for starting photographers, or maybe you just started like a few months, or maybe you're a part-time photographer and you really, really want to have more clients and want to make a full-time job from it. So, and then I can ask your questions. So yeah, that is really my goal for this year. And of course, now in lockdown is really my focus for online. But I really do hope so that in March, my 3-day food photography camp is planning. I really hope it can go through, because I also really love the offline meetings, and I really love to connect people. So yes, this was like my spontaneous podcast. Of course, if you have other questions, you can just send me a DM on Instagram. If you have other topics for podcast or things you're wondering about photography or styling or business side, just send me a DM on Instagram and I can have a look if I can make a podcast about it, because I really want to help others. And you can help me, of course, if you send me your question or your frustrations. Of course, you also help me when you take a screenshot from this podcast, place it on your Instagram stories, and then I can share it in my stories so people can follow my podcast. So thank you for listening, dear people, and have a nice day.